podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I found a little story on the interweb about weddings. This woman wrote an essay and she said, I have kids and I think it's selfish to have an adult-only wedding. It's pretty much the basic topic of it. She said that for me and my family to attend a ceremony and a reception, if I do get a babysitter, because I, you know, if you have an adult-only wedding, I'll shell out easily over $100 on a babysitter plus the wedding gift. It's horrendously expensive, and I'm sorry, no offense to you and the love of your life, but that's really asking a lot of your guests with young children. And so then the question was, is it selfish to have an adult-only wedding?
Why does that? Wait, I don't think I understand what makes it selfish.
Because
it's their wedding.
The people that are getting married are, you know, are telling people, no, you can't bring your kids. We just want adults only. So the people with kids now, they have to spend extra money.
Well,
is it, that was her, one of her biggest arguments.
Well, I don't want to be a jerk.
This Shawnee Bruni.
When you make the decision to become a parent, don't you have to factor in the fact there are going to be times you need a babysitter?
Right. Yep.
Isn't it kind of selfish to ask someone who's throwing a wedding to let your kids come, you know, just like you can't have a no kid wedding because I have kids. Like, that's selfish too. So pot, kettle, black, what's up?
Can't you just not go?
Who doesn't want to go to a wedding, though?
Weddings me!
Gosh.
Raise your hand, Dom. Come on. Nobody wants to go to a wedding.
I want to go to a wedding.
Everybody hates weddings.
Wedding. Everyone loves weddings.
No,
love. They get to get dressed up. Ugh. They get to the funky chicken. Ugh. Open bar.
No.
They usually have really great mashed potatoes.
No.
Yes,
so
weddings.
Now you're describing reception, which
right.
is a lot better.
All right. Yeah, fine. Right. Yeah, maybe you sneak in.
I mean, that's kind of if you boil it down, the simple answer is just don't go. Just don't go then, you big baby.
But what if it's like what if it's family? What if it's family that invites you and say, we're having an adult only wedding?
I think how close a family? Are we talking like a brother or a sister?
Yeah, but they can't just let your little blessed children.
I don't think
in.
If I had if my sister was getting married, I don't think she'd be like, you got to leave the kids at home.
Well, maybe she
I don't think that would happen.
Yeah, what if she did?
I wouldn't go.
Probably you wouldn't go to your sister's
probably wouldn't
wedding.
Last anyway.
You live for these little zingers,
waiting
don't you?
Waiting for the text. No, I just wouldn't go then. But it wouldn't happen. If you have a sibling, your sibling wouldn't say that to you, I don't think.
You know, the interesting thing about this is that it's just yet another example of how the people who are getting married seem to have so little say in what goes on at their wedding.
Mm.
I've had this conversation with people that I have married because Emily and I are both ordained, if you will. We can both marry couples, and I've married 5 different couples. I'm marrying a 6th couple in August, and I've had talks with all of them about, you know what? This is your day, but you get pressure from parents, you get pressure from grandparents, you get pressure from friends, you get pressure from people who are in the wedding.
You get pressure from Shawnee Bruni, who wrote this essay.
Yeah, I mean, it's you're trying to have your day, and yet you seem to have to cater, if you'll pardon the pun, to everybody else's whims about what you do on your day.
So I'm reading this other thing. As far as, you know how in high school they say that, you know, like they should give us a class on how to change a spare tire or, you know, the oil in your
balance
car.
Balance your checkbook.
Exactly. I think another thing should be maybe a college course for etiquette, for wedding etiquette, because they're saying that if the invitation is addressed to only you, you know, and guest, then it's just you and your guest, not your kids. I've had so many girlfriends throwing weddings that they're like, we have to specifically call up all these people because they're RSVPing for 6 when it's only them and a guest, which is 2. We don't have that much buffet table space.
Shouldn't they put plus 1 guest then?
Right, exactly. That's what it is, plus guest. You know, Gentleman Caller was invited to a wedding and it was just made out to him. And I look at him and I'm like, you know, technically I'm not invited to this wedding.
That's correct.
Yeah.
He's like, right on.
I have friends of mine who are getting married and they are dealing with this right now because they are sending invitations to people and they want it to be clear. This is for you. We don't even know your boyfriend or girlfriend
right.
or something like that.
Week. Yeah.
And I'm not going to go paying a lot of extra money. So if you want to come to the wedding, what is it? Wedding and reception, you're there 2-3 hours. you can't spend 2 or 3 hours without your significant other. Just go to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I kind of actually support that too, because people drop an awful lot of money.
I have a great wedding story. This is, I think I could tell this story. They live out of state. It just happened last night. I was having a conversation with Nicole because there was a big wedding. Her cousins just got married in Iowa like last weekend.
They did the medieval wedding.
No, that's a different one. This is a different cousin.
Okay, sorry, sorry.
But they got married. All the family was out there. And one of the cousins showed up with a new girlfriend. Everyone's like, oh, the new girlfriend's here. That's, you know, nobody knows her. It was the first time that the mom was even meeting this girlfriend. They start doing family photos, wedding photos.
No, they put the girl
with her.
He brings the new girlfriend into all these family wedding photos that are going to be passed down for generations. And it's kind of like the flavor of the week, you know? It's like, is this girl going to even be around in 2 weeks? So they have all these wedding photos.
But it's an awkward situation for him.
Sit this one out?
Right, because everybody else is up
maybe
there.
Maybe she's still pretty new. I think I would get it. Like, I'm not getting in these pictures. Who even gets in the pictures?
Listen, I know that I am in wedding photos.
Yeah.
As the guest of somebody whom I'm no longer dating.
This guy?
I know. And I mean, she, you know, and she was really, hey, you can get in the picture with me. And then I am that person.
So people should have adult only weddings and weddings that Dom can't go to.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
No new boyfriends or girlfriends. Right.
No, you don't pass the list. Sorry.
You didn't sit it out? I'm surprised you weren't like, nah, I don't need to be in this.
Well, it's not like all the official photos, but I mean, there's some other ones that are taken and they say, Dom, come get
all
in
right.
this.
Yeah. Okay. No, these were official wedding photos with the new girlfriend.
They need to Photoshop Julia Roberts' face over hers or something.
But you know,
like Julia was here.
But honestly, I mean, really, I mean, with the way relationships churn and turn and stuff like that, there's going to be a lot of wedding photos where even couples that were married and in the photos together are no longer married.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And one of them.
Or friends. Like, truly, if you look at my wedding photos and the lineup on each side of
you're
us.
You're not even friends with half those people.
There was five on each side of us. We are friends with maybe one person on my side. Everyone else we've lost touch with. We've broken our friendships.
See?
And the other one's my sister. So it's like out of 10, there's two people that we still communicate
wow.
with. Isn't that crazy? See? Nobody likes us.
So then sit down. Don't make a stink. If it's an adult-only wedding, you're not going to know the person in a few months anyway.
Don't even have a wedding is what I'm saying. If I were to do it again, no wedding.
What are you talking about?
Too much stress, too much money.
You'd get married, but you wouldn't have the
get
ceremony?
Get married and then have an awesome reception.
A party.
Or just get married and go on your honeymoon and go on with your life and don't bug your relatives. That's what I'm saying. If you're planning weddings right now, throw the brakes on it.
Stop.
You wouldn't
enjoy
you
each other.
You don't want to invite me, do you? That's what it is.
No. Well, you look at couples who are getting married and they're spending $30,000 to $40,000, and that's not an exaggeration. $30,000 to $40,000 for a wedding, and you could just do something like that. Spend $1,000 on just one big badass party.
Yes.
And then put the other $25,000 into
a house.
Into a
retirement.
House, retirement for like 20 years from now. What will that money
buy
have
a cool
to?
Car?
And I'll bet there's a lot of people who look back, but you know, you're never going to convince people who have never been married before that they're not going to do that because they see everybody else having the big ceremony and they want the big
it's
ceremony.
It's not that great. Yeah. It's one day, one night,
but
and it's poof.
If you can find a way to have a wedding for less than $2,500, I would say do that. Figure out whatever you got to do to make it a $2,500 wedding tops.
Mm-hmm. And then go on an awesome honeymoon.
Yeah. And have a big party and then invest the rest.
Yes.
You think we sound unromantic.
It's so true, though.
But we're thinking of you 25 years from now.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
That's how
nice
much we care. That's how much we love you.
Yeah.
Don't get married. Just stay single. That's how much I care about you. Just stay single.
You better watch yourself.
You're so happy.
Trust me.
You're so happy.
You are treading on thin ice.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I'm going to play ping just to shut you up and get you out of trouble.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.